Into item number 20, small game and hunter orange requirements. This is also a decision with Anise. Good to see you.
Yeah, good afternoon, Chair Smith, members of the commission, directors. Today I'm going to be presenting small game and hunter orange, but I wanted to kind of say thank you to the commission and to all the folks that preceded me on all the work that's been done for this three-year season setting process. It takes a lot of work from both you and the department and the public to do this process, and I want you to know that we appreciate that. I'll go through and talk about small game and hunter orange. These are WACs 220-416 010 and 221-414-080. Our recommended amendments include a turkey hunter orange rule. We brought this to you back in March, and there was some comment, and we did go back and look into that for a little bit to see if our rule does kind of fit with what other states are doing. And we did find out that the majority of states do not require hunter orange, but also the majority of states do not overlap with the center fire or modern firearm. So to that end, given that turkey hunters do still have, you know, close to 3 months of hunting, restricting them to wear hunter orange just during that modern firearm, I don't think is an onerous ask, and it does keep them safer. So we are... Yes, go ahead.
Just qualify fall hunting season.
Yeah, so this is just during the modern firearm season. Yeah.
I know what you're saying.
Yes. So yeah, and that is... Yeah, that's definitely... It does say that in the rule, that it's just during the modern firearm season. So, and then... small games, so moving on to, so that was the only change in the rule for hunter orange. Moving to WAC 220-416-010, the small game seasons. Basically, in that WAC, we're just making some date adjustments related to calendar changes for the years. And then there is some recommendations to extend fall turkey season in those GMUs I just mentioned that we're requiring hunters wear orange during the modern firearm. So those seasons... will now go from mid-September, well, they used to be from mid-September to mid-October. Now they'll go from 1st of September all the way to December 31st. So those hunters have that long season, and the majority of that, they don't have to wear orange. They only have to wear orange during that period where they overlap with the modern firearm. Another change we're recommending is create a general season hunting opportunity in GMUs 382, 388, and then 568 through 578 within Klickitat County. Basically, these used to be draw permits, and the turkey populations there are doing well, and so the region has recommended making that a general season. We also are recommending prohibiting night hunting within lynx management zones. This is to reduce the potential for bobcat hunters to accidentally take a lynx. There's a total of 20 GMUs that would be recommending doing away with night hunting. And those GMUs are highlighted there. They're mainly GMUs that are within the Northern Cascades, along the border and over in the northeastern part of the state. There is a recommended adjustment from what you saw in March. When we looked at the WAC further, we realized that there, some of the youth and the senior days for the eastern and western Washington pheasant hunts actually overlapped the regular season, so we just adjusted those dates so they wouldn't overlap. And that's the only changes that you've seen, and they should be correct now in your packet. Another change in a recommended adjustment that was brought up through the process is we sometimes in the late season have these clinics or ways to recruit hunters where we will put pheasants out. And the current rule as it stands says that we will not. And so this changes it. So if there is an opportunity for us to have a clinic, we could still put birds out, but we're not mandated to have them out there. So this just clarifies it a little bit and gives us the opportunity, if we are going to have a clinic in those areas, we are able to put pen-raised birds for those clinics. And I went through this in March as far as public comments go. The Hunter Orange, basically we received 37 comments, 14 supported the change, 21 opposed it, and 2 were neutral. And then our small game recommendations, again, we had 40 total comments, 22 supported the change, 14 were opposed, and 2 were neutral. The ones opposed to the changes were mainly with regard to the night hunting on the Lynx recommendation. And those are the recommended changes. Happy to take questions if you have them.
Questions from the commission?
Brad?
Yes?
I just might mention that I talked to Ennis about this, and with the Hunter Orange requirement, when the turkey season overlaps with the modern firearm season, it's only a 2-week period out of a 4-month season. So it's not a real, you know, terrible inconvenience for those turkey hunters.
Any other questions? Seeing none, are we ready?
I move to amend WAC 220-414-080 and WAC 220-416-010 as presented.
Motion's been made. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
It doesn't take much to humor us, you know.
J1, J2.
Lunch is what it takes.
Commissioner Grable, seconded it. Any further discussion? Seeing none. And all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Motion carries.